Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
But anyway, kmlawyers.com, go there and get a meeting with them if you need any of the important stuff done, taking care of your family's assets or yourself in the future. kmlawyers.com, mention us, they'll give you a discount. Let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We want to talk to the head coach of Illinois basketball, Brad Underwood, who coached the latest Wizards pick, Will Riley, last season. Coach, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Yep. So I feel like we spent so much time around these parts discussing Trey Johnson and some of the guys at the top of the board that our listeners know these players like the back of their hand. At 18 and then moving down to 21, the pick was Will Riley, who's this athletic wing who came off the bench for you mostly, which I think some people hear that and they go, uh-oh. But we wanted to get your insight. What are the Wizards getting in the pick at 21 in Will Riley?
Well, yeah, a really, really good player, first of all. You know, the one thing that I do is I don't give too much credence to who I start and don't start. I like bringing productivity off the bench. I've had multiple 6 men of the year before for a reason. And Will was one of those guys. And I love bringing impact guys off the bench. You know, Will is one of our top two talents. There's no doubt about that. But again, a guy that's 6'9". I was very, very blessed early in my career as an assistant coach. I coached Michael Beasley at Kansas State. Will's the second best offensive talent I have coached. His ball just goes in. You know, for a guy who classed up, he's still thin. He's got to get stronger, but a great facilitator, a guy who just knows how to score the basketball, and a very, very high IQ player. The Wizards got a really, really good one. I think he can be an all-star type player at some point.
Coach, where did he grow the most in your mind under your charge? You didn't have him for a long time, obviously, just a freshman and now going to the NBA. But from the time he set foot on campus to the time you said goodbye, where did he grow the most in your mind?
Well, I think he understands now how to be a pro from the standpoint of, you know, we had him at 200 pounds at one time. The weight room, we spend a ton of money in nutrition, teaching guys how to eat. And then I think court side, defensively, there had not been a lot of things asked from him on that side of the court, before. He's a guy that can guard multiple positions. He's got legit length and size. He's a deceiving shot blocker, for a wing. But the other piece to that is, you know, bringing him off the bench and he played with our second team and I played him at the point, with that group all year long. So his decision making, his ball handling, his facilitating, really, really improved on the offensive side. And he's always been a scorer, and will continue to be that. But his game really grew on the offensive side as a playmaker.
Coach Brad Underwood is with us on Grant and Danny. So you kind of got into this in that second answer there in terms of position, but it seems like just watching him and then maybe the way the Wizards talked about it last night, like he's an NBA wing, an athletic wing. Is that kind of how you envision him at the next level?
Yeah, and he's a guy that's going to be able to exploit mismatches. You know, he's a hard guard. I said the term all year long. He's very slippery. Everybody thinks that because he's thin that you can body him and do all those things. That's not the case. He slips and slides off of you. He can use either hand. You know, he can get to post ups and got a nice little fadeaway over smaller guys. And yet, you know, you put big on him. And I mean, he's as creative and as good with the ball as you can find. So he's going to be a tough matchup and that size is legit, you know, in 6'9" plus, and, he'll continue to, add weight as he matures, just through age.
Illinois coach Brad Underwood, kind enough to give us a few minutes talking about Wizards first rounder Will Riley here on Grant and Danny. So you mentioned getting stronger. That's probably true with every, you know, 18, 19-year-old that's you know, ever played basketball. But how will that affect his game going forward, right? As he gets stronger, does he lose anything potentially in terms of some of those matchup things that you're talking about? How can he add that strength but also kind of be careful to stay who he is?
Yeah, he's always going to be a wiry, strong type of kid. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that there's – you know, to think that all of a sudden he's going to be 240 is not it, but he's got that long frame, long arms, long legs. He's, you know, he's a kid that, had not lifted much till he got with us. He gained a lot of strength that will continue to help him. But I think he's a guy that, will always be, deceivingly strong, even though doesn't look the part. And he was that way this year. He got to 200 pounds. He gained 27 pounds when he got to campus, from the time he got to campus. And, you know, that will impact him more defensively. But he does a great job of using that length to keep people out of his body. And he knows what's in front of him. He knows that he's got to continue to work in that area and continue to eat the right way. And you know, that'll do nothing but just help his game grow.
Our guest, Brad Underwood's done a whale of a job at Illinois. They're one of four schools nationally with six straight 20-win regular seasons. Big Ten's winning his team in league play over the last six seasons. He's coached some really good players. So big-time compliment when you hear him say this is one of the top two offensively skilled scorers maybe that he's been around. Brad, I'm curious just about last night for you. You had back-to-back picks come off the board. You know, for weeks you're wondering where your guys are going or what that's going to be like, and you're waiting by your phone, I'm sure. And then consecutively, one after another, it happens.
Pretty cool.
A, your involvement in the process, like when a team like the Wizards is looking at Will, how closely are they talking to you, working with you? And then what was that like back-to-back last night at 20 and 21?
Well, I think the one thing the Wizards did, and this is why I think Will is so happy and so comfortable, and he knows that – nobody saw us play or practice more than they did. And they were so dialed in to their research. They knew exactly what they're getting in Will. I think they see a very bright future. They know his high character. You know, he's a guy that will work as hard as anybody. He shot 70,000 threes last year on our NOAA system. He's a worker. And, you know, When a team does that due diligence and works that hard, we know that, the young man knows that, and it just becomes a great fit and marriage. So I'm excited for both. It was exciting last night for you know, to have two guys go in the first round, 2 one-and-dones. You know, I think it speaks to what we're trying to do at Illinois. We've got great facilities. I think our development in the weight room, we spend more money than anybody on nutrition. And then what our coaches do on the court helping guys. And I think, you know, stylistically, playing fast, playing an NBA style has helped. But it's pretty cool. You know, it's Kasperis landed in a great situation in Miami. You know, for him to come from Europe and have the kind of year he had, and Will coming from Canada, and both those guys impacted college basketball, not just our team, but impacted the game in a really positive way. So big night for the Illini and a lot of fun.
So you piqued my interest there. Forgive me for going off the beaten path here for a second, but I am annoyingly curious. You mentioned the system you guys use where you can get shots up. What did you call it?
It's called the NOAA system.
The NOAA system. Is it just like your ability to track their work?
Yeah, it's a facial recognition system. So when guys come in, and then we've got what we call a splashboard on each end that shows you your makes and misses. It'll tell you your arc that you shoot it. It'll tell you your depth. It's a really cool tool. NBA teams have it. So it's pretty neat that our guys can track their shots against NBA guys and what they're shooting and from different areas on the court. And
they don't have to touch or do anything. Like, they walk into the gym and just grab a ball and get shots up, and the tech works for itself?
Yeah, and it'll talk to them.
Oh, my God.
It'll tell them, you know, if you're working on your arc that day, and, you know, it'll tell you your arc was 45 degrees, and it'll tell you that if you want your depth where the ball goes in the rim. So it's a pretty cool device, and we've invested heavily in development, and that's one of the things that we've put a lot of money in.
That's so cool. The reason I ask is I assumed that's more even detailed than I imagined, but you know, it used to be, I remember when coaches would say, we're just not sure how much this guy's studying the film at home. And now the big deal in the NFL is they can, to the minute, see how much guys are studying, assuming they're not playing video games and just opening the app or whatever. But I'm wondering, like you mentioned that his amount of shots stood out, tells me it was above average or whatever. Like, what was that number compared to normal, and how elite is what he was doing?
Yeah, there's very few people that are putting up those kind of numbers. You know, and especially when you think that you're doing it throughout the course of a season, Will's going to become an elite shooter. You know, as you play 82 games in a regular season and, you know, you get a couple hundred shots up just in pregame warmups, the volume of shots you get is elite. And, you know, he's already an elite scorer, an elite mid-range game guy. And he'll continue just to be a lethal scorer, because he's got great hand eye, he's got a very soft touch, and those things will continue to improve. But there's a lot of technology out there we utilize, and we shot a lot of threes and played fast, and it was a system that was great for Will.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Coach, back to Will for a couple more here from me. How is he now? How would you grade him now as a defender and a rebounder? And then kind of give me a future grade that you think he'll get to as an NBA player.
He's a good defender. I think that's the area that he's that maybe his lack of physicality where he's got to grow. He's got to continue to grow. He's got the ability to be very, very good. Just that length is special. He's high IQ. He's got great anticipation. We were one of the top rebounding teams in the country on both ends. I think he's got a tremendous knack on the offensive glass. You know, he goes, scorers know how to score, and they find ways to score. He's very adept at on the offensive glass. It's something we emphasize a great deal. But I think he can be very, very impactful. And again, that size and that length are ideal when you get into, you know, switching and having guard multiple spots on the floor.
If the Wizards called you, and I imagine they might, sounds like you guys have been in close touch, and say, hey, you know, what's the best way to motivate him? What's the best way to say, hey, it's not, or like he runs into adversity, as every athlete, you know, has in the history of sports, where it's not going well. Is he a carrot guy? Is he a stick guy? Is he something in between? Like, when he's down, how do you get him going?
Yeah, and it's a great question, because Will went through it and you know, got off to a really quick start for us and then kind of had a little lull, and it was, you know, scouting, and it was your opponents have something to do with that, and you know, he got sick and had the flu and missed you know, missed some time in practice. And And I always say that the best way to handle adversity is work, and Will does that. And yet he is he's a gangster, and I mean that in a positive way when it comes to competitor, elite competitor. He'll want to win in spades. He'll want to win in free throw contest against the manager or a coach. And let alone when you play 5-on-5, ultra competitive. So he figures a way to work his way out of that. And it didn't bother him. It wasn't where you needed to have a lot of conversations with him to get him out of it. He puts his film time in. He just keeps going about his assignment, and you know, it's, you know, there's going to be a lot of ups and downs in a season, and there's going to be a lot in NBA career and a season. So he's pretty gangster when it comes to competing and wanting to win, and pretty tough. And he always falls back on his work.
Coach Brad Underwood, Illinois, sneaky, excellent program at the highest level. The only team in the Big Ten with a winning record, 6 straight seasons. They've made the tournament 5 straight years, would have been 6 if not for COVID. And in fact, they've won games in the tournament in 4 of the last 5 years. Curious just about the landscape for you. We don't get coaches on very often, so I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. I've got a buddy who's a college baseball coach. And for him, like, it's not as fun, it's work. He's re-recruiting his own players constantly. He's at a lower level than you are, in fairness. But he feels like when they recruit a guy and it goes great, they leave. And when they recruit a guy and it goes badly, you know, then I guess they win now. Like, what is it like for you coaching today? We've seen so many legends walk away. Is it the same level of fun, or do you feel like you're constantly recruiting your own guys?
Well, I think you make your own fun, and you create. I've never run away from change. I think change can be great, and we've obviously seen a tremendous amount of change in the last 5 years. You go back to COVID, and all of a sudden we get the portal thrown at us. Then we get NIL thrown at us. All of those things are in their own right. If it was just happening one at a time, are big deals. Let alone have to deal with all of it at once. And we're making great strides. I think the game of basketball has never been better. I think NIL has helped it. The we're seeing players come back to college that, quite honestly, because of NIL, would be in the draft if we didn't have it. That's enhancing the game. Viewership was up. I just think we're in a great, great spot. It's different. I choose not to complain and just deal with it. You know, it's we had this past had 10 or 11 new guys. This year we have 6 or 7 guys back. It's going to be that way.
I think Coach is breaking up. I'm going to put him on hold. Darris, make sure you thank him for us. That was outstanding.
That was great. Yeah, that was really cool to hear.
Really, really insightful answer there. But overall, I mean, the intel on his player, and obviously he's going to be a big believer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.